Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. O Heavenly and gracious Father, we come to you this day because you said in your word that we can come boldly to the throne of grace in time of need. And Lord, we are in a time of need. There's suffering, there's sickness, and there's distress in the nations. There are many that have lost their lives due to COVID-19. And there are many sick and on ventilators in the hospitals. Father God, we ask that you open the gates of heaven and flow out rivers of healing waters upon the nations. And Father God, for those who have lost loved ones, we ask for your comfort, like you alone know how to comfort, Lord Jesus. Let them feel your loving arms of love embracing them. Father God, we thank you and praise you, for we know that you are still in control. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen. The title of my message is Hope in the Wait. Oh yes, we know that the virus has affected almost every area of our lives. It affected every nation, I would say almost every nation in the world, and rocked every state in the U.S. We are faced daily with reports of the increase in the number of cases and the deaths resulting from this virus. And Lord Jesus, see our predicament. Yes, the Lord sees. And the essential workers are in the pathway of this virus. So many of us see the distress on even those that are in the forefront. And we may ask the question, how long, Lord? How long the wait for a change from these distressing situations? Yes, the scripture tells us that there is hope in the wait. Yes, hope as we wait on the Lord. And contemplating on the wait, I was driven to look at Psalms 42. It is a psalm that was written when God's people was in great distress. The psalmist shared the weight of his distress and all his troubles. He poured out to the Lord. He poured his heart out. And he had a conversation with his soul. He had his conversation with his soul at Within that conversation, he encouraged himself. And through this conversation, you feel his yearning for God during this time. And the Lord allowed him to review his situation in the light of his relationship with him. Let's review Psalm 42. And it begins with a beautiful statement. It says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, God. So you have the psalmist longing for God, longing for his word. He said, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? So the psalmist is in this situation where he feels pressed by the oppressiveness of the situation. On top of that, added to that is the ridicule for others. He said, where's your God? So there's the psalmist in this predicament. And he puts himself in a state of remembrance. He says, when I remember these things, when I remember all these things, I pour my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. He was describing when things were normal and yearning for those things and for the way things were before. I love how the Message Bible translate this verse. It says, these are the things I go over, emptying out the pockets of my life. I was always at the head of the worshiping crowd, right out in front, leading them all, eager to arrive and worship, shouting praises, singing thanksgiving, celebrating all of us, God's feast. It was a festive time. Yeah, it was like 11 o'clock Sunday morning worship service. Yes. He started to pour his remembrance of that. And we too do that because we are all now virtual in order to keep safe. So he's remembering all of this. And then he had a conversation with his soul. He said, soul, we have to have a talk here. In verse 5, he said, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? And then he encourages self here. He says, hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. The message Bible says, why are you cast down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Many of us are crying the blues. And like the scripture says, fix my eyes on God. And that's what we have to do. Fix our eyes on God. And says, soon I'll be praising him again. You see, you have this conversation and as you pour your soul out to him, you pull yourself back in and realize who your relationship is with. And the scripture said, he puts a smile on my face. He's my God. Beautiful translation of that relationship. Because that's where you go. That's where our souls take rest. Yeah. Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him So even with what's going on, we have to have hope in the wait. And that's only attainable with your relationship with God. You can pour it out. The scripture, the psalmist went on and says in verse 6, "Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I would remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill of Mizar." So he's remembering God in all these places. Places of battle, of distress, places where God was with him. That God was sufficient. God brought him through. Yes, God was El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one in these situations. Yes, God was Jehovah Rohi. He was his shepherd who took him through these places. Oh my God. Yes, he was. He was Jehovah Shalom in these places. His peace. Yes. So he casts all his cares upon him. And he says, deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. Oh, those were some tough times. But he had this assurance because he said, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. And in the night, his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. You see, he can go to God because it's in God's presence. He realized there's hope in the wait. Yes, even in the night, his song would be with him. And the psalmist then was able to pour out more about God. He said, I would say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? In other words, he's saying, God is approachable. I can tell him what I feel. I can tell him what's in my heart. And we can do that today. But it means we have to have a relationship with him. You can ask him that deep question, why have you forgotten me? Jesus then, on the cross, when faced with that dilemma, this is nothing in comparison to what Jesus paid on that cross. But we can ask God, he's approachable, and it's because of his love for us. We are free in that relationship. Why have you forgotten me? He says, why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? So he pours his heart, all his concern, he casts all his cares upon God. So the soul responds. He asks the soul another question. Why are you cast down, oh my soul? You don't have to stay in that cast down situation. He said, and why are you disquieted within me? Why are you operating like you don't have somewhere to go? Why are you disquieted within me? And here's the response. Because of relationship with God, he is able to say, hope in God, for he shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Yes, as the Message Bible said, why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix your eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising him. Because he puts a smile on my face. He is my God. As we today yet wait for the pandemic to subside and the things to get better, Many of us crave for the back to normal. But now, we have hope as we wait. It is in that hope we will get the strength to handle the distressing situations. It is this hope in God that we are called to share with others who are hopeless. It is this hope that will give us peace, a peace that the world does not understand. And it is a mystery, as the Apostle Paul explained in Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 25. He explained this. He said, I have become a servant by the commission of God. Commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness. The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. What is disclosed? To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery. And this is the mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's the hope, no matter what. Christ in you, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So as your soul pants for God, go to Him. Drink of the water of the Word. It gives us hope. Turn away from the noise of the world. Turn away from their explanations and their predictions and look to Jesus. Don't hide yourself in the sand, your head in the sand. We don't have to hide our head in the sand. No, we have to acknowledge that there is real trouble in the land. But as the songwriter says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Hope in the wait. And I will close this morning with a verse from Psalms 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. There is hope in the wait. Amen.